football makes a difference in the world. A difference for the better.
What is going on, guys? It's Arif here from Rock Titan, bringing you another Russia 2018 World Cup podcast. What a day yesterday. We had some great games on yesterday. Kicking it straight off, we had Denmark versus Australia. It was an intense game, but again, two teams with not that much threat. Denmark, incredible volley from Christian Eriksen, kindly fell to him. And then we had VAR come in for the good, referee calling a handball after seeing the VAR and Jedinak slotting it home. All in all, it was intense. It was an intense game. Both teams had a few good chances, but it was a 1-1 draw, which means after the second game, France lead with 6 points. You have Denmark coming with four, and Australia and Peru, albeit out of the World Cup, both on 1 point, and Peru being on zero. It's a shame for Peru. Both of their games is going to more of a what could have been. They're a team who play with high intensity. They actually were turning over France in the second game of the day, which ended France 1-0. They had great spells dominating the ball, but it's just they've not got that quality up front, which France have in abundance with Kylian Mbappe slotting it home with practically an open goal for the ball falling kindly for him in that game. We've had a few teams who are good on the ball. They play with high intensity, but they just haven't got that quality in the final third. Honestly, if Peru even had half a world-class attacker in their final third, I reckon they would have been a problem in that group, but they just lacked that quality in that final third, or it would have been a different story for them in this year's World Cup, which is an absolute shame because they play some good football, man. Now, moving on to the final game of the day, and the game I really do want to talk about, Argentina versus Croatia. I'm just going to start off saying, where was Lionel Messi? Where was he? You would be forgiven if you thought that Messi didn't even start, honestly. For a man, you know what? Am I being a little bit harsh to this man? Maybe. But for me, let's just discuss Argentina's performance yesterday. They were practically playing five attackers with five defenders. Now, if you're a team playing against this Croatian side, they've got an incredible midfield with two of the best midfielders in the world in Luka Modric and Ivan Rakitic. They were just dictating the play. They were controlling the game. It was so easy for them. The game finished 3-0, starting off with a mistake from Willy Caballero. There is no excuse for that. With the back of his mind, he might be thinking, you know, I need to be playing from the back. But a shocking mistake, and what a volley from that Croatian attacker. And then Modric with that second goal, man. He almost does this at will. I've even seen him done this quite a few times at club level for Real Madrid. An incredible midfield. He is so, so good at football, man. The incredible strike from outside the box. And slotted home by Rakitic for the third goal on the counter-attack from Croatia, which all came from the lack of desire when Argentina lose the ball. If you see the highlights, the Argentinian players almost can't be bothered to run after the ball. Messi, he was one of the least players in terms of touches in the game, not only just the first but the second half also. If you're supposed to be the best player in the world, arguably the best player in the world, where are you in that game? And this is one thing, this is why I don't think he'll ever leave Barcelona. not just because of what Barcelona have done for him, it's because the setup he has at Barcelona. Barcelona are a team who have massive amounts of possession throughout the game. If he left, he would have the same kind of situation as he does at Argentina. Look, is Lionel Messi one of the best in terms of talented footballers I've ever seen? Yes, I think he's the most talented footballer I've ever seen. For me, that's a fact. I don't think that even can be argued against. But I've always questioned his mentality when he's playing. And does he need certain types of players around him? And look, the Ronaldo comparison is going to come up. Ronaldo does not need incredible footballers around him. He's just that type of player. He's an out-and-out footballer, man. He can head the ball, shoot with either foot. He's strong. You know, he's just got everything you want. Overall, he's got everything you want a footballer to have. And he can cause problems in any being on any team and having anyone on his team. I feel like Lionel Messi needs certain type of footballers around him to be able to do the things that he does. But look, sometimes quite a few times we've seen over the years he can produce the moments of absolute magic, ridiculous skill he does have. But like as yesterday, Croatia in possession were very impactful, they were very efficient, and he was ghosting for most parts of the game. And that is because when he plays with this Argentinian side, who won't always have the most possession, he was ghosting in the game. He's just not a player who, you know, without the ball can have much of an impact. And it showed yesterday. Argentina defensively were all over the place. It's incredible to think that those are the best defenders in Argentina who were playing yesterday. Now you've got Iceland who are going to be facing Nigeria. If Iceland win, Argentina are out. The group stands with Croatia on 6 points, winning both of their games that they've played. Iceland on 1 point currently, having drawn against Argentina. So all they need is Iceland to win. The only way Argentina have some sort of a chance if Nigeria win and Argentina win their next game against Nigeria, and Iceland actually need to lose against Croatia. That is the only way Argentina will win. But they're relying on other people's results now, which is dangerous territory. And I can't imagine how the Argentinian fans were feeling for a team that have always been, for fans and a country that have always been blessed with ridiculously talented players, and for them to be in the position they are right now this year at 2018 Russia World Cup. If the Argentinian players go back, if I was an Argentinian player, I wouldn't be going back home. I would wait until the next World Cup and, you know, stay in Europe and wherever most of these guys do play their club football in Europe, and don't go back until the next World Cup after rectifying my mistake. Honestly, I can't believe what I was seeing last night. But look, it's the World Cup. Again, it's proving us to have incredible games. And as a neutral watching these games, apart from England, of course, come on England, it's been a great World Cup to watch so far, and I hope you guys have been enjoying it. Again, I'm going to keep trying to bring these podcasts on the great moments we have been seeing, and I hope you guys have been enjoying them. Hit us up on @RockTitan, @ROCTITAN on Twitter. I want to be knowing what you think on the occurrences that have been happening in the World Cup. Look, we love football. I know you love football. And hopefully I can keep bringing you these podcasts. Take care, guys.